answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Daniel, what's it all about?
All right, well, it comes to us from Jessica. She says, my mom's coming in for Thanksgiving weekend, so my husband, Steven, cannot stand her. They don't get along, so I want you to call my husband. Tell him my mom's flight home was canceled and that she has to stay a lot longer.
Oh, God.
And she's going to start the call, and then I'm going to hop in later as, like, the travel agent. Yep.
The evil travel agent.
Yep.
Let's listen in. Today's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Do you have a second?
Yeah, what's going on?
I just booked mom's ticket, and the lady put me on hold. There's some screw-up with the flights, or, it's all crazy right now.
What's going on?
And... well, they're not going to be able to put her on a flight till that Wednesday.
What do you mean? Till, like,
she's going to be here a week. It's not going to be a big deal.
Come on, Jess. There's not one flight that goes out that weekend.
I don't know. I had on hold. That's why I called you. I didn't understand. She said it was going to be insanely expensive. They were going to take...
This is bull. No.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I can't. What do you mean, for God's sake? I can't. No, she's not staying till Wednesday.
I know my mother's a little crazy, but just, you know...
A little crazy, man. She pulled out a Ouija board last time. She pushes my buttons, and she makes these... You know, she has to make her sweet potatoes, which tastes like... I've been feeding them to the dog for the past few years. And I'm sorry. I love you. And I can handle your mom, you know, just for a little bit of time, but not for a whole week.
Oh, my God.
I'm being honest with you. I can't do this for a week.
You know she loves you.
We had to fix the plumbing, Jessica. We spent $1,500 because she clogged the toilet.
That was not her fault. She clogged the toilet. That was not her fault.
Oh, please. Come on.
Oh, my God.
She had a baby coming out of her...
Hello?
And we're going to get her out.
Hello?
I'm sorry. This is my husband, Steven.
Hi, Steven. How are you?
I wanted to get him on the line because I wasn't really curious what you were saying. So could you...
Sure. No, I'll explain it. So, Steven, so the problem is that your wife had booked your mother-in-law on a flight leaving to go back.
For Saturday. Yeah.
Right. And unfortunately, that flight has been canceled. And I'm trying my best to find something to accommodate you guys.
You know what? I'll get a pilot's license in less than 24 hours and I'll fly this... plane.
The problem is that as of right now, there are no flights that day or for like 3 or 4 days after. So
I told you.
There's not one flight for 3 days? This is not Alaska.
Excuse me, sir.
Sorry.
I'm trying my best here and I really wish you wouldn't take that tone with me.
Yeah, I would appreciate you not taking that tone with her either. Steven.
You've never met my mother-in-law. You've never met me. Okay?
Okay,
but
sir...
There's got to be a flight. I mean, we got to get her out in the evening or afternoon or even 6 in the morning. I don't care.
Okay, I'm trying my best. Give me a few minutes. I will get back to you guys, okay?
I want to cry.
All right, hold on.
Listen, you are going to... Listen.
You are going to have to grow up and pay...
It's
the worst day of my life.
Steven!
This is insane.
You are not 12 anymore. You are an adult.
This isn't a matter of 12 years old. She pushes my buttons. She starts fights with me, Jen.
Well, I'm going to rip your buttons off if you don't calm down. We'll figure this out.
Just, I've never had a problem with blood pressure. And then every time she gets there, it goes up.
Hello?
Hello?
So I did find something, but, okay, it's going to cost you a little bit more money, and I think you said you don't mind that?
Well, you know, if it's like an extra $100, I can do it.
It's going to come to almost $2,000.
What?
Steven!
Come on!
And you'd be sending her first class. She would be relaxing all the way home back to Fort Lauderdale.
No,
I think that
$2,000 to fly so she could be comfortable...
No, this is about you, Steven. She can stay till Wednesday.
I mean, honestly, sir.
Let's get her out by bus. Do you book buses?
You did not just say you were going to put my mother on a bus.
What's the matter with a bus? They got comfortable buses.
So you know, this seat is actually for larger people. That's why it's a little more expensive. And Lee is a little bit larger. Am I right?
Yeah, she's the size
of a Volkswagen.
Oh, for God's sake.
Here's the bottom line. I don't have $2,000.
There is one other option I'm going to work on, but you have to give me a few minutes. So just discuss the first class issue, because if you...
What is it, the space shuttle?
Steven.
Yeah, how about a sling? How about a cannon? How about an artillery shell?
You're so hilarious.
How about we put her in a body of an ICBM?
The other option, unfortunately, your mother-in-law would have 2 layovers, and she would be staying in the airport for about 2 hours at one.
That's fine.
And it looks like about 3 hours
That's
in
fine.
The...
It's not fine.
Okay, I can...
No, she's old.
That's about 5 to 6 hours of just sitting around an airport. You're okay with leaving your mom?
I'm okay with it. She can read a book. She can tell people how to cook sweet potatoes. She can clog their toilet at the airport.
Okay, so basically I should book that one because you can't have her stick around for a couple of extra days.
I cannot have her there for an extra few days.
Okay, you've got
it. So let's book that. Thank you.
So why don't you just write the check out to Elvis Duran and the morning show?
What?
Your wife, Jessica, just phoned up you.
Oh, God.
Your mother-in-law is actually going home on that Saturday. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
She can be here for a month.
Oh, my God.
And Stephen, are the sweet potatoes really that bad?
I really have been feeding them. I will confess this to our dog.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Excellent phone tap.
Yeah, thank you.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.